be able to use from their very home as well. So it's
and those
important.
Are things that you will furnish to the public in
yes.
your bid to
yes,
pass the tax.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That'll be up to them to decide.
Yes. And I think we're already working on this budget, getting it closed up and polished. You know, it's just like any business plan. You know, it's going to be like more not actually, you have a business plan and then you get into business and then you figure out, oh, crap, well, that was a great plan here, but we need to refine it and modify it. That's essentially where we're at right now, right? We're in the business plan stage, getting that budget in a presentable means, just like as if you would take it to a bank. That's essentially, right, that's what the community is a bank, right? Because we're voting to, you know, agree to something or not. When you take a business plan to a bank, you present them a budget, you present them a five-year plan as to what your clientele look like, you know, how are you going to, you know, is there a need in the market space for it? We're doing the exact same thing here, just on a public entity side versus a private business. But the concept's the same, right? We have to present this clearly to the community or a banker, you know, if it was on the private side, so that way everything is out in front of everybody and they can make a decision to vote for something in favor of or not, right? And so do you believe that if we receive the ballot information potentially Monday the 15th, that you guys could vote potentially on the ballot language on the 15th then?
Yes.
So then following
that, we would vote, it would be on August or not.
Right.
And then, so you'd vote on to put it on the ballot at that point, or for August as well.
We have to vote on whether it's going to be an 18-cent levy or it's going to be a 15-cent levy or everything about that is in that ballot language when it comes to us.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
The way it's
we also working. Have, a couple of weeks ago was National Library Week, and there were hearts available throughout the library, and people wrote why I love my library. And if you want to give them copies
Absolutely.
Of that, it gives you a feel for why we're doing what we're doing.
And I don't think you guys are questioning why we're doing what we're doing. You just want to understand what is it that the community is going to get, and how will this benefit the community? I mean, following all this, correct? I mean, like, you guys understand a lot of this.
We try to pass along what's been given to us.
Right.
We're kind of the voice to ask the questions.
Absolutely.
And then we're responsible for
that's
that.
What you're elected to do. Exactly.
And that's why I mentioned about history is important.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the other taxes or levies have begun for a time period. And they've proven themselves to be beneficial to, and the community does not want to do without it. When we pass the road and bridge tax, you go back and you tell them what it was before you had the tax, when it was paid by your tax bill, your levy, when it's paid with a levy.
Mm-hmm.
And you explain it to the people, and they see what it's doing for the community, and they overwhelmingly vote to keep it in.
Thank you all for your time, and I assume
thank you.
We will see
thank
you
all the supporters
Monday.
Of the library that are here. Thank you all the board members, and congratulations to your new board member.
Thank you for the appointment. I really appreciate it.
Thank you all for your time.
Roger appreciates it, too.
Roger has done a lot of public service over the years.
Yes, he has.
And so has Debbie.
All right. Next on our agenda is our monthly budget report. We have our auditor, David Clark. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Commissioner.
You want to give it just a second, and we'll let everybody shuffle, and then we'll start.
We're going to have to move along, aren't we?
Yes. All right.
Okay.
All right. Moving back on the agenda, we have our monthly budget report from our auditor, David Clark. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Commission. I've got your monthly budget report for the end of April. GCR fund started out at the beginning of April with $12,008,850 and ended April at $11,457,962. Road and Bridge ended April at the Road and Bridge CART fund, ended at $2,170,885. Road and Bridge 250 fund ended at $16,494,248. The law enforcement tax ended at $5,383,161, and the sewer tax ended at $14,965,165. And that would be the main taxes collected for the county and the majority of the funds for the county. The county is right now, at the end of April, $65,821,917 total.
Good.
Thank you.
Any
questions? Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Next on the agenda, we have Aulis Acres and Arnie for an update.
I thought all those people here to see me.
Really?
I just took off my flies, didn't I?
Yeah.
Is it insurance? We're leaving.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm used to that.
So they were all filing claims.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the good news is this is pretty short and sweet. Commissioner Plummer, just for your purposes, a part of our written service plan for the county is to be in front of you guys at least quarterly with this type of report, more often if needed, right? If we see something that gives us a start or whatever. But anyway, this is just part of our routine program as far as getting in front of you.
Okay.
On the right-hand side of your packet is the claims report that I know both of you have seen several of in the past. We just walk right into it. The first page goes through the medical spending on behalf of the county employees, just walks through facilities, what we continue to see more and more, and I think we're going to see more and more from here, is that it used to be that inpatient services were the driver of your cost for facilities. Now outpatient services are the driver because so many procedures can be done now to where you can get out in 24 hours or less, and so they're billed under that. If you notice with Cox Branson, their whole big outpatient facility, I mean, that's what they're built for, really, is that type of thing. It is interesting when we look into the data, still the predominance of our, if people actually go into the hospital, they normally go to Springfield. If people get outpatient services, they generally get them done in Branson. So, and then obviously we have clinics here in Forsyth all around in different things. But anyway, just to note that that's kind of the drivers we see. Later on in the report, you'll see that prescriptions continue to drive costs. That's really the big bugaboo with health insurance right now, is just the continued increase in costs and new meds and things coming out. But anyway, the report itself is actually pretty good for
Mr.
the county.
Mr. Acres, that said, even like an outpatient, if you go to, I'm going to use Cox Hospital, mm-hmm. and you're in a room, you could be there for a couple of days or so. They don't consider you an inpatient.
That is correct. As far as how they bill it, that's be there for quite a while, mm-hmm. and then but you're still in their little outpatient facility.
Outpatient. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, mm-hmm. yes, it is less and less common to have an inpatient setting. Now, obviously, if you go in for a major surgery or do something, then you're going to have an inpatient stay.
But if you're in Medicare, you have to go to them and work with them to say they've got to be an inpatient, so they switch it to an inpatient after you're there 3 days to...
Right. And that'll continue to evolve and change. It's just different, but something we're seeing in the numbers. So anyway, if we turn that page, the next page is just a graphical synopsis of what the first page says in more of a numeral format. Again, we have more dependent claims than we used to have as far as a percentage of the total, but we have more dependents on the plan. As you guys had voted to go ahead and increase the dependent contribution, that drives people onto the plan, and so that's kind of what we're seeing. Again, facilities is by far the most dominant as far as where you're spending the money and walking through. Part of that is driven by the last page that we'll look at. You have a couple of very large claims, and those are inpatient services that are driving that cost. The next page shows the total claims paid on a monthly basis. One of the things that certainly popped out to me was February was a very big month. That was mainly driven by a shock loss, a big claim that we'll see here in a minute. But you can see it was a $273,000 month, whereas we haven't had any other month break above $200,000. Every other month is between $100,000 and $200,000. So... the next page showing is the pharmacy, same format. It has remained fairly consistent, although there's a little bit of an uptick toward the latter half of the report to where claims are consistently coming in around 70,000, whereas they were running less than that prior. That's kind of what I was talking about with the prescription side of things. You know, everything you see advertised on TV, that's what's getting prescribed, and a lot of those medications are thousands of dollars a month. And so when I got into the business, less than 8% of your spend on your health plan was for pharmacy. Now it's approaching 25%. And so that's how much that piece is taking for you guys, and not just you. I mean, that's just across the board. So the next page would show your premiums billed for the county. I'll save you the math. On a, what's called a pure loss ratio basis, where we don't smooth, and we've talked about it a number of times, you all have insurance within your insurance of $100,000. So any one claimant only counts against you for $100,000. Any bills above that is pooled. So your pure loss ratio is 95%, 95.18. However, when we take out claims, and you only have two people that went above, but they went well above, if you take out the shock losses, your adjusted loss ratio is 78.6%. So 95, not so good, but 78, still within the range of what we're looking for. So,
sounds good.
Yeah, we'll keep it. We did actually receive over the weekend an updated report, but we already had all these printed, but I can give you the update. Good news is the pure loss ratio, whenever you include April, went down to 91.88%, so still hot, but trending in the right direction. The adjusted loss ratio was 78.7, so it kind of stayed right in line with where you are right now. Okay. If you keep on walking through, it talks about the month. Your people reconcile and make adjustments in and out, so what's billed versus what paid is a little different. The next page, and I don't generally take too much time here because it's basically all the categories where you spend money. However, more than one person can be in each category. So this is not like specific individuals, but you can see kind of the diagnoses of different things and the cost to the category.